I think Christian leaders are to demonstrate a genuinely good character, not a show, but a character that comes from a heart that's been transformed by the Lord Jesus himself.
You're listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to the discussion of strategic best practices related to associational missions. Here's your host, Rick Curtis.
Hey guys, on the podcast today, we will be talking about being a person of character. And my guest is Dale Fisher, who serves as the associational mission strategist for Caldwell Baptist Association in Lenoir, North Carolina. Dale, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
We're really glad to have you. Hey, before we get to the questions, tell us about your family and then give us a whirlwind version of your ministry history prior to becoming an AMS.
My wife and I just celebrated our 41st wedding anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
She and I both grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, which is not too far from where I am now. And we've been blessed with three children who are all now in their 30s. My oldest son and daughter-in-law live in Seattle, Washington, and are architects. My youngest son lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, is a banker. And my daughter and son-in-law live in Concord, North Carolina, and she is an educator, and he is also a banker and a minister. And we're blessed with two grandchildren.
Boy, it's all Carolinas in that generation, huh?
Yes, pretty much so, yes.
And your ministry history?
I have been in the Caldwell Baptist Association 34 years. This is the second association that I've served. The other one was the French Broad Baptist Association up in Mars Hill, North Carolina. Prior to that, I was in the pastorate and enjoy working with churches. We have 72 churches in this association, and most all of them are in Caldwell County.
That's great, Dale. Hey, SBCAL tasked you to give us your wisdom about being a person of character. You were tasked to write the chapter in the book, and before that, you wrote a small white paper on it. Why is it so important that an associational mission strategist be a person of character?
Consistent Christian character really should be demonstrated by every follower of Jesus, but I think it is particularly important for those of us who are leaders in the Lord's church. We find many examples of good and bad character in the Bible. For example, the Old Testament prophet Daniel stands out in my thinking as an excellent example of godly character. He was a man that was so very faithful and consistent in his walk with God. On the other hand, we read about many of the kings of ancient Israel who were known for their ungodly character. And as we come into the New Testament, we find Peter, who said that he'd never denied Jesus, but yet he did. And so that sort of shows a hypocritical character on his part, as well as Judas Iscariot, who actually had the opportunity to literally walk with Jesus and talk with him and fellowship with him around meals, and yet he sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. I think Christian leaders are to demonstrate a genuinely good character, not a show, but a character that comes from a heart that's been transformed by the Lord Jesus himself. And usually when we think about character, and that's what we're considering as we think about this particular proficiency, is a person with a strong moral or ethical strength, integrity, if you will, a person with moral soundness or purity. And I think those should be norms for the associational mission strategist, and that's why it's one of the six foundational proficiencies.
Hey, when we were corresponding earlier, you mentioned that Jesus talked about being salt and light in his Sermon on the Mount. So let's dovetail back to that. And let me ask you, why should the AMS have the characteristic traits of salt and light?
Christians are called to make a difference in the world. And this is why Jesus said that his followers are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Salt has been used as a preservative to keep things from going bad. It also adds flavor to food. And the AMS needs to have a character of salt that enables him to have a positive influence that adds godly flavor in the churches as well as in the communities where he serves. Association leaders also need to demonstrate the light of Jesus. People who live in spiritual darkness will notice a person with a character that shines the light of Christ. Light shows what's in the darkness, but it also can be used to reveal a path out of it. An AMS with a character of light will warn people of the danger of sin and will help them to see Jesus as the way out of that spiritual darkness.
So Dale, I like what you're saying about the AMS's interaction with his pastors and how that person of character in those interactions kind of sets an example for that pastor on how to be with his own people as he leads leaders. And so what I really appreciate is that it ties into kind of the fruits of the Spirit and leading a godly life with integrity. As you know, there's so much to learn in a study of the fruits of the Spirit, and ultimately they all culminate in the word love. So let me ask you this, considering that, how can the AMS demonstrate love in his life and ministry?
Jesus told us that the two greatest commandments, of course, deal with love, and that we're to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we're to love others as ourselves. And I think if we're going to love pastors and the congregations that they serve, we first got to fall in love with the Lord. And that means that we truly love him with all that we are as an individual. And I think as we begin to love him in a deep way, that love begins to pour over upon others. And we begin to find it easier to love them because it's God actually loving those people through us. It'll be a lot easier to work with people and to consistently love them if we're walking in the right way with him. And of course, we do that as we pray and faithfully seek instruction from his word.
Yeah, I really love that because, you know, we're familiar and it relates directly. The scriptures tell us that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. But what I'm hearing you saying is when you're abiding deeply in love with Jesus, that love can just overflow into the lives of those pastors. And it again reminds us just how important it is to be centered on God's word in a relationship with him as we minister to those that love the flock. Dale, I recently interviewed Mike Pennington, who writes about the importance of being trustworthy. Why is the characteristic of trustworthiness so important in this ministry?
It speaks about a person who is reliable, and that's very important in the work, regardless of what we find ourselves doing. But I think it's particularly important in Christian work. And so pastors need to be trustworthy or faithful. They need to be known for being reliable, but so should the AMS. And we need to be people that when we say we're going to do something, that we fulfill that promise. I found that associational leaders, we need to be so consistent in words and actions that our family of churches develop a strong level of trust. One of the things that I found in the current location where I'm serving is that trust is something that you earn. And if people trust you, then they're willing to accept or at least try some innovative ideas. They're willing to make change when it's necessary. And people are willing to work with you if they realize that you're a reliable person who practices what you preach.
Amen. You know, integrity is such a core thing, being a person of character, and it doesn't take a lot to blow it, if you will. I've heard it said that it takes, you know, 10 to 20 right actions to correct one exaggerated or one misstep. And I think that applies to integrity as well. Your pastors are looking at you to be that person of main character. And it's tempting sometimes to slip, whether that be a slight exaggeration about maybe the effectiveness of the association or maybe the shirking of a detail or a duty. And all of those things chip away at being a person of character in the eyes of your pastors. And I'm sure you would agree that can be detrimental.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And you're right. It only takes one slip of the tongue in order to mess some things up.
Exactly. So how can a leader keep his character strong, pure, and ultimately under God's control?
I read many years ago that character is the sum total of all our thoughts, words, and deeds. And so I think it's important that we're very careful about what we put into our thoughts so that when we do speak, that we're speaking from a pure heart. And when we act, we're speaking with honorable intentions in what we do. And for that to happen, in order to stay strong, to stay pure, to be under God's control, we have to have a very strong relationship with him. It's not just something that you do sporadically, but you have a consistent daily relationship with the Lord, that you're talking with Him through prayer on a regular basis, as well as delving into His Word and letting that Word become a part of you. King David was a man after God's own heart. He loved the Lord. There's no question about that. However, he was also a man who engaged in many sins, sins of lust, adultery, as well as murder. You know, David genuinely repented, but he had to face the consequences of what he had done. So we have to be leaders who stay close to the Lord and guard our hearts against those things that might cause us to fail.
So, Dale, I know there's an AMS out there listening today, probably, and he realizes that, you know what, he has blown it with his pastors. He loves them deeply. He has dedicated to this ministry as he's ever been, but he's lost some credibility with his guys, and he just knows it in his heart, and he's pondering this. What steps can he take to begin to redeem this with his pastors?
Sometimes the damage is so great that the AMS may have to move on to some other location or some other work. But by sitting down and talking with these pastors and helping them to realize that an AMS is just like them, we, as the old saying goes, put our pants on the same way as anybody else. We make mistakes. And I think to say I'm human, I've made mistakes. I ask you to forgive me for what I said or what I did, and allow the Lord to begin to work in the hearts of all who are involved, and see if that cannot bring some reconciliation.
Dale, thank you very much for that answer. I can just see your heart for that AMS as you talk. And I want to ask you a favor. Would you be willing to share your email address? Because there's guys out there, I'm sure, that would love to engage you in this conversation a little bit more, and maybe you can help walk them through the intricacies of restoring their character, or even maybe just a completely different conversation that guys want to engage you on this topic. What would your email address be?
dfisher@caldwellbaptist.org.
Thank you for sharing that. Guys, feel free to reach out to Dale around this topic. He is the author of the Person of Character section in the Association book, and he would be more than willing to talk to you about this subject. Dale, I'd like to ask a final question on the podcast, and I'll ask it of you. You and I both know, especially with leaders that are seeking to be people of character, we want to be the best leaders that we can be. And I think a mark of a great leader is the ability to gauge himself, to have a high emotional intelligence, to be able to reevaluate their own presuppositions and change from time to time as more wisdom comes into their life, as they reevaluate their positions and stance. They realize that maybe they need to change a bit in certain areas. Let me ask you this question. What have you changed your mind on lately?
I've not changed my mind so much as I have been reminded of something. We can become too comfortable in ministry or in positions in which we find ourselves. When we went through the pandemic, the COVID-19 some time ago, I was reminded of how quickly things can change when there is a crisis. That things where you thought you were very comfortable and everything can be changed so rapidly from a financial standpoint as well as your health. This could be even a car accident or getting cancer or having a heart attack. I've got pastors in my association where I serve that have had heart attacks, and their whole life was changed for a period of time. And we have to be careful that we don't get so caught up in a particular position that we're not able to adapt to changes that may happen because of some crisis.
Man, that's a great word, and it's a great way to end the podcast. So thank you. Today's guest on the podcast was Dale Fisher, Associational Mission Strategist of Caldwell Baptist Association in Lenoir, North Carolina. Dale, I really want to thank you for sitting down with me today and recording this podcast.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure to do so.
All right. God bless you.
You have been listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. For more information, or to contact the North American Mission Board's Associational Relations Team, send an email to associations@namb.net.